sitting down with Dr. Mike Newbeck, the Jackson County Central Interim Superintendent.
Thank you very much for setting up the meeting and making the time.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks for being here. I really appreciate it.
So how is that going as the superintendent?
Oh, it's going great. The people of Jackson County Central have been awesome. They've been very welcoming. The kids have been great. You know, I hang out in the lunchrooms when I can and hang out at different schools and see people at different events. And it's been great for them to come up and tell me all the great things about Jackson. So it's been fun. I'm really enjoying it.
What's been most important to maybe getting up to speed and improving in the role as you go?
I think just trying to understand where Jackson County Central is as a school district, kind of their priorities. And kind of, I know last year we worked a lot on the strategic plan. So trying to learn what that strategic plan means, because they did a lot of work with community members and staff and students. And so how do we bring that to life? But at the same time, understanding finances and everything else that all school districts are dealing with, and then how do we move that forward? But there's just a lot to offer here, and I'm learning who all those players are that are part of those offerings.
Are there any favorite parts that have stood out so far, or is it just kind of you're still getting up to speed, so to speak?
I don't know if there's any favorite parts. I'm just really enjoying, like I said, the staff has been great to get to know them and their dedication and kind of what all the people have come back to be teachers and staff members, you know, that were Jacksonites, I guess, if you want to call them that. And then they moved away and then they're coming back and now they're here, you know, putting it forward. And that's just been a great thing. And, you know, I've come from originally from the St. Paul, Minneapolis area. So I'm getting used to, you know, a small town and my wife and I are really enjoying it here.
Well, you mentioned finances, and that is part of why we're sitting down today. A big deal here in the fall in particular. And so the levy for learning, what is most important for people to know about that?
Well, the most important thing is, unfortunately, state funding hasn't kept up in the last 20 years. And if it did, we would have $1.4 million this year from state funding that when we wouldn't be asking voters. Unfortunately, when our finances and state finances don't meet up, our revenues and as everybody else in their own homes, you know, have the expenses that are going up and so forth. And as we understand, it's hard. The problem is we can't raise, 50 cents on a hamburger to make more money. It all depends on our students and some of our other funding from the state. And unfortunately, you know, we're going down in enrollment. Like many school districts in the state, we're going down this year. We're down right now about 26 students. And if you, on average, we get about $10,000 per student. So, and over the next several years, we're expected to go down even more. And so that we'll have to do some right sizing, but that's really hard on our budget.
What are the questions that are on that ballot?
There are two questions. One of them is an operating referendum. And operating does for anything like lights, staffing, benefits, insurances. We can use that for just our operating. And that is right now there is an operating for $460 per student, but it goes away in 3 years. It sunsets. So we're asking our voters to revoke that and then go out for $360 more, so $820 per student. That will bring in about 600. The two questions together will bring in about $677,000 to the district. The other question is a $250,000 capital project levy. And those are things that we can use on capital projects, things like security, technology. We can use it for curriculum and many different items that right now our general fund is either financing and you take it out of our savings account, our general fund, or we just have had to not go without it. We've had to not get the computers we need or not get some of the upgrading on the cameras or upgrading the PA system, which people don't think that's really a safety thing because they have new PA systems that teachers can hit a button and safety can go out to everywhere in the building. The voices and sounds and so forth. You can do a lot with safety with the PA system. And this one's original and it's pretty old.
What is the tax impact expected to be? Maybe an example of that.
Yeah. So on an average home value in Jackson is what we've been told is about $200,000. So on average home, for both questions pass, it would be $119 for the year or about $9.92 a month. And then for people who have agriculture land, it's for a $10,000 acre, it's 44 cents an acre for the year. So we're hoping that we listened to our survey that we put out in this past spring, and we tried to understand what people were telling us. And so we didn't go out as much as we put out in that survey, but we are still going out for what we believe is really needed to maintain our programs.
What were some of the most maybe common questions or feedback pieces that you got from the survey?
One, do we really need it? Because, you know, this district has worked very hard on maintaining a good fund balance and managing the money very well. And so, yes, we do have that. But this year, our preliminary budget, with all the inflation and the cost and the decrease in enrollment, we're expecting about $500,000 deficit spending. So if you take $500,000 every year out of your savings account, eventually that savings account goes away. And we're 70% of our budget is staffing. And so, you know, that's the only way you can meet budget and is to cut staff. And we don't want to cut our staff. They're very dedicated people and they work well with kids, and we want to keep our class sizes down. So we're planning for the future and in the next couple of years, because we can't continue to work off of our fund balance.
So when it comes to making your voice heard in the form of voting, what are maybe some of the options of that for people?
Yeah, so there are really, there's absentee voting. And if people are leaving for the winter and go down south, then they can fill out an absentee vote. Right now, it's open. Early voting, if you don't want to forget or think you may not be available on November 4th, you can come to the district office and you can do early voting between now and November 4th. And then on November 4th, there will be a spot in Jackson and a spot in Lakefield to be able to vote. And it will be from 2 to 8. And it's not an all day. We are the school district, because we're the only two questions on the ballot. We have to pay for that. And so we're trying to minimize the cost for our taxpayers by just having it open from 2 to 8 on November 4th. But it's open now. They can do early voting or absentee voting right now.
In the meantime, what is the best place, or are there places to find some of the details we've talked about or submit further questions?
Yeah, so you can go to our district website, and we have a page dedicated to the referendum. They can always email at levyforlearning@gccschools.net questions. That comes to me and our communications person. And then also on September 30th at 6 o'clock, we'll be having a presentation at the Lakefield and at the middle school of Lakefield. That's on Tuesday the 30th. And on Thursday, the October 2nd, we're having one here at 6 o'clock at the high school auditorium. So there'll be two chances to have a formal presentation and for people to ask questions for us.
All great information. I appreciate you sharing all of that. Anything else that we haven't gone over yet or that you want to emphasize again?
I just want to emphasize a couple of things. One is school districts have to go out to voters. We're the only public entity that has to. You know, cities and counties can just add to taxes, and that's unfortunate. We have to go out to voters, and that kind of puts us at a disadvantage. The other thing that all I ask is that our residents who are part of Jackson County Central just be informed, understand what's our why and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to keep for our kids here, and then vote early or come and vote on November 4th. That's all we can ask.
And so you can check all of those resources out that we listed off, as well as I've seen them being passed out and stuff like that at some of the events as well. So yeah, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Dr. Mike Dubeck of Jackson County Central Schools talking about the levy for learning that's on the ballot this November.